You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Rays reporter, Bill Chastain. And Bill, just about three more weeks until I think you'll be heading down to Florida to get things started as pitchers and catchers get ready to report as we get into the 2016 season. These podcasts will get a little easier and easier to get through with more and more news coming out of spring training. But the Rays seem on the verge of making some news with close to a one-year deal with Steve Pierce. Pierce is a guy who 2 years ago was tremendous. 293, 21 homers, 49 RBIs for the Orioles. He took a step back in 2015. What do the Rays think they could get from him if they do end up making this deal for Pierce?
Of course, the Rays haven't announced it yet, but you know, the obvious thing is they're going to get more offense. He's done well against the Rays, gives them a nice power source from the right side. He's hit well at Tropicana Field, and you know, normally the joke on that is like if a player's hitting well against your team at that park, you're saying, well, they're not hitting against that team's pitching anymore. But in the Rays' case, they have always had pretty good pitching, so I think that's a pretty good bellwether for what he can do. Curious to me is how the lineup and the roster is going to shake out with his arrival, because they do seem to be getting a little bit crowded and kind of, he can play some left, he can play some first, play some DH. So you kind of interest is to see, you know, how this whole thing is going to shake down and if there's going to be, if this is the precursor for another trade being made to make room. So, it's kind of a wait and see thing on that.
I was going to say, if you're going to bring in a guy to this team the way the roster kind of lines up right now, it is good to at least have a guy who could play both in the infield and the outfield.
Oh, of course. And flexibility has always been a big thing for this team. They love to play matchups, and I think that's one way they kind of combat some of their offensive deficiencies is to bring these guys up against, you know, their best possible matchups on a nightly basis. So, he looks like he's going to be a good fit. And again, like I said, Rays fans are probably pretty familiar with him because he's done some damage to the Rays over the years.
Yeah, and certainly familiar in the American League East. Steve Pierce, 32 years old, so you would think he's still got something left in the tank. All right, we wanted to talk about some of the top prospects in the Rays system as we get closer to spring training. And when you look towards the top of the rankings as far as the Rays go, Bill, Willy Adames is right there. He's a shortstop, 20 years old, from the Dominican Republic. Really, he was the key piece in the David Price deal back in 2014. And if I remember back to that deal, a lot of people weren't sure if he was enough in that deal, but the Rays knew what they were getting because it seems like since he's entered the Rays system, still at the low levels, he's really shown what kind of a shortstop and hitter he could become.
Well, first a thought on that. I think it's always kind of a gamble when you're trading for a guy and he's at a very low level of the minor leagues, because a lot can happen in those, you know, preceding levels. But you know, after the Tigers signed him out of the Dominican Republic, you know, he was 18 years old and in the Midwest League, which is a fairly high A league, and playing there at 18 years old and not failing was, you know, pretty attractive to most everybody. He supposedly has a really disciplined approach at the plate, a great work ethic, and he's got a little bit of power. So, you know, all the tools are there. Supposedly his speed might be a little bit, that might, you know, as he grows up a little bit more size-wise, he might kind of slow down a little bit, and so that could necessitate, maybe a move to second base in later years. But, you know, right now this guy's, you know, they're pretty excited about him.
Adames spending all of 2015 in the Florida State League, so still a little bit away as far as the major leagues go. Do the Rays see him as a future star? Is he the kind of guy that could really be a big bat in the lineup?
Oh, I don't think they would have made the trade had they not projected that. Of course, again, like I say, it was a long way to go to get there. It still is. But, they could see some flashes of greatness there, and that's what made him make that deal. I mean, you think about it, 20 years old playing the Florida State League. I mean, Florida State League, most teams, organizations think of that as, you know, double A almost. So that's really, you know, pretty tall cotton for a 20-year-old.
Yeah, absolutely. When they talk high A, Florida State League, always a lot of talent down there, and he's been playing with that talent and succeeding. Another prospect who's a lot closer to the major leagues, Bill, is Blake Snell. And I think he kind of burst onto the scene a year ago. Left-handed pitcher, 23 years old. Early in 2015, he had the consecutive scoreless inning streak. He went 46 straight innings without allowing a run. He got up to AAA late in the year. But then you think the Rays have all this starting pitching. So I get the feeling that while in most organizations you'd expect to see Blake Snell in the big leagues this season, maybe not the case for the Rays. Could he end up spending a whole year in AAA?
Well, I think that's a really good possibility. They've got really good depth at the major league level, and there's really no reason to rush him. Once he gets up, his major league clock starts. It's not like, coming up, say, with the Yankees, where once his major league clock starts and he reaches arbitration and free agent years, they're going to be able to keep him. The way it's going with the Rays, these guys, they want him once that major league clock starts, they want him to be producing because, the chances are they're going to lose him once the free agent years come around. So, and on the back end of that, on the front end of that, I think it actually allows them to be more polished by the time they get there, and they have a better chance of succeeding. Now, I think probably, the possibility is there for him to be in the major leagues this year. It might take an injury or so, but I don't think he makes the club. I think the one thing that would not definitely happen is him making the club out of spring training, because normally, even with position prospects, they like to have these guys start the season in the minor leagues and then bring them up during the season after they've already had a little chance to succeed at the minor league level before they hit the major leagues.
Yeah, get that confidence rolling. Now, you always have to take those minor league numbers with a grain of salt, but when you look at Snell's numbers overall from 2015, 15-4, 1.41 ERA. But to me, the number that really stands out, he had 163 strikeouts in 134 innings. So he's a wipeout, strikeout kind of pitcher.
Yeah. Everything about him is really good. But I have heard things about him needing a little bit of an improvement on his control. He could still improve some physically. As far as his pitches, they really like the feel he's gotten for his off-speed stuff. And, the slider and the changeup could both end up being, real positives for him.
How important do you think spring training is for him? Just getting to be up with the major league club, getting to be around all those other starters that the Rays have?
Oh, I think it could be very beneficial for him, getting in with those guys, seeing what their daily regimen is, going all the way back to James Shields, these guys come up and they're like, wow, man, you guys really work hard. It's kind of a blue-collar work ethic that really started back with Shields, and I think it's been passed along, you could talk to Alex Cobb or Chris Archer about it. I do think that will be a positive thing for him coming in. I think he probably gets it as far as the chances of him making the club out of spring training. There's no reason to go out there and just light it up, because I think he could go and pitch, not allow a run all spring, and I don't think it would matter.
It's amazing to see how over the years the Rays, as the pitchers have changed, they've continued to kind of pay it forward to the next guy. And you mentioned Shields, and of course David Price, so good with his teammates, and it seems like Chris Archer has kind of picked up that baton as well.
Well, it's definitely in their culture, and they've just been doing, it helps when the players buy in and they take pride in it. So they've got this whole work ethic set up. It's fun to watch.
So Blake Snell will at some point soon, we would think, be up in the big leagues, whether it be the end of 2016 or in 2017. Willy Adames a little further down the road, but two exciting young prospects in that Rays system. That's going to do it for our MLB.com Extras Rays Edition podcast. Bill Chastain, thanks a lot, as always.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.